Please be seated. In our previous two discussions, we have used two kings for mutual encouragement. We have talked about King David. David has followed and obeyed God's commandment all his life, except that one instance in which he fell in his emotions.
付出了极大的代价,
and he had to sacrifice a lot.
那我们也分享所罗门王他一生的虚空。
We have also talked about King Solomon's vanity.
我们来谈到这个聪明一时却糊涂一世的所罗门王。
We said that he was wise all his life, but all of a sudden he becomes a fool.
拥有从神来得着宽广无边的智慧。
He has received wisdom beyond everything else from God.
但是却做了傻事。
But he ended up doing something that was foolish.
最后离开了神。
In the end, he departed from God.
那今天下午小弟想说我们再来。
Today, this afternoon, I'd like to share another king.
这个就是大卫王的孙子，所罗门王的儿子罗伯安王。And
this king is the grandson and of David and the son of Solomon,
Rehoboam.我们来分享他的难言之隐，他不可告人的事情。Let
us share about the things in which he could not tell others.
当我们在读这个主耶稣。 在世上传福音，有人来试探他的时候，
When we read about Jesus Christ preaching the gospel and someone comes to tempt him,
比如说，在约翰福音的第八章，
For example, recorded in Book of John chapter 8,
有人抓了一个邪灵的时候，被抓的妇人来问耶稣，
Someone brought along a woman who was captured in front of Jesus,
能不能照着律法，用石头把她打死？
Can they stone this woman to death according to the law?
那圣经明说，这些人是为了来试探耶稣的。
And the Bible clearly says that these people wanted to tempt Jesus.
为什么这么说呢？
Why did they say this?
因为当时犹太人是被罗马帝国殖民的。
Because at that time, the Jewish people were under the rule of Romans.
罗马帝国允许犹太人保有自己的宗教信仰，保有他们在宗教事务上的审判权。
The Roman Empire has allowed the Jews to have the privilege to believe in their religion.
但是至于那个死刑，那就必须要送到官派的巡抚那边才能做决定的。But
with regards to the death penalty, they have to be carried out by the Roman officials.
所以这一群人抓着这个所谓的犯奸淫被拿的妇人来问耶稣，能不能照他们宗教的律法用石头？ 来执行死刑，把他打死。
So the people captured a woman who had committed adultery and asked Jesus if she could be stoned to death according to the Jewish law.
那耶稣说可以的话。
Jesus said if you can.
那他们可有把柄到巡抚那边来控告耶稣，交手杀人。
Then they can sue Jesus for killing someone else.
违反罗马帝国的法律。
Because this has violated the Roman law.
那如果耶稣说不行,
but if Jesus has said no,
他们则是奔相走告。你看啊，这个耶稣啊，叫我们违背摩西的律法。
Then these people will go out and say, look, Jesus has told us to violate the Mosaic laws.
所以耶稣陷入两难当中。
So here we can see that Jesus is in a tough situation.
是也不行，不是也不行。
He cannot say yes, nor he can say no.
同样的这种试探不止一次。
This kind of temptation happened to Jesus more than once.
在这个马太福音那边。
In the book of Matthew.
马太的22章，那边也记载。
In Matthew chapter 22, it records.
有人来问耶稣，也是同样要试探他。
Some people came in front of Jesus, tried to tempt him.
那试探耶稣之前呢，先 拍拍耶稣的马屁啊，哎，夸赞耶稣一番呢。
Before tempting him, they purposely boast about Jesus.
哦，说啊，我们哦知道你是诚实的人，诚诚实实在传神的道。
They said, "We know you are a truthful person preaching the truth."
哦，什么人呢、啊、都不寻情面的哦，哦不看人的啊，不看人啊来决定啊。
He is impartial.
因为你不。哦、你不看人的外貌
because you do not look at other people's appearances、
哦、所以你告诉我、啊、
so tell me
该不该给罗马皇帝纳税
should we give taxes to the Roman Empire
刚刚我们说过、哦、他们被罗马帝国殖民
just now we talked about that the Jewish people were under the rule of the Roman Empire、
哦、所以他们一直希望说能够推翻罗马政府的控制哦、重新建立自己的国家
and it has been a goal for the Jewish people to overthrow the Roman Empire and become an independent country、
哦、所以当耶稣如果说、哦、不行、啊、要向罗马政府纳税的时候、哦、他们、啊、则有理由、哦 来攻击耶稣、啊哦、说耶稣、啊哦、是罗马帝国压榨、哦、我们犹太同胞的帮凶
So if Jesus has said, yes, you should give taxes to the Roman Empire, then these people will say, look, you are trying to help the Roman Empire by persecuting us with taxes.
那如果耶稣说不用、哦、他们则是跟政府控告这个家伙叫我们不要纳税。
And had Jesus said, no, you don't need to give taxes, then these people will tell the Roman Empire and say, this person doesn't want to give tax.
所以耶稣说是也不行，说不是也不行。
Here he cannot say yes, nor can he say no.
好，所以很多的事情就像这样子。
In many situations, it is just like this.
表面跟真相是有很大的距离的。
There is a big difference between the appearance and the reality.
好，甚至是完全相反的。
Even to the point where it is completely opposite.
好，那我们。回到、哦、我们今天要讲的这一位罗波安王。
So let us return back to this King Rehoboam that we will talk about today.、
哦、我们晓得、哦、以色列的王国、哦、是在罗波安王的时候分裂成北边以色列，南边犹大。
We know that the kingdom of Israel was split into northern and southern kingdom during the reign of Rehoboam.、
哦、那分裂的主要原因我们晓得、啊、就像我们之前所分享这个所罗门当王的时候、啊、他离弃了神。
The main reason for this division was because during Solomon's reign, he had departed from God.、
哦、所以神把他把国家、啊、要了回来了。
So God wanted to call back the kingdom.、
哦、给了、那个替代他的人、哦。
And give it to one who is worthy of it.、
哦、就是给了当时的耶罗波安、哦、那北边、以色列王国的第一任君王。
So he gave the northern kingdom to the first general of Rehoboam.
这是王国会分裂的主要原因。
This is one of the main reasons why the kingdom was divided.
那至于分裂的导火线，为什么会在罗波安王的时候，王国分裂？
So with regards to the start of this division, why did it occur during the reign of Rehoboam?
我们都晓得这个故事。
We all know this story.
哦，就是当这个罗波安王登基做王。
It's when Rehoboam became a king.
哦，百姓们来请愿呐。
The people came to him and said,
哎，哦，来要求哦，说能不能让我们哦这个税哦，纳所纳的税，所缴的税啊，能够清醒一点呢、啊、
？They asked Rehoboam if we can give less taxes.
哦，因为你父亲哦，就是所罗门王在位的时候啊，哦，使我们做苦工，负重轭。
Because your father Solomon made us work hard during his kingdom.
哦，我们也分享过，所罗门王做王的时候，哦，他除了盖圣殿哦，他又盖宫殿哦，甚至后来来盖偶像庙去了。
We talked about when Solomon was king, he built temples, but also other temples for other gods.
哦，所以所花的这些钱呢，全民买单哦。
In the end, all the money that he used were pretty much given by the people.
好，那原本哦，他征召这个盖工程哦，征召这些工程的这个哈的人都是外族的哈这些奴隶。
Before he had contracted the foreign slaves to be part of his construction.
哦，但是后来工程太多了，人不够用。
But it turns out that the construction was too much and there was not enough labor.
所以开始也对自己的同胞来征召。
He ended up using his own people for construction.
让他们服劳役。
And they worked as slaves.
这个也是为什么当罗伯安王登基做王的时候百姓们来请愿的原因。
This is the reason why the people wanted to ask Rehoboam for less taxes.
那我们都晓得故事也很熟就是罗伯安王说你们回去要让我考虑三天三天后我再回答你们。
We all know this story very well, and Rehoboam responded saying, give me 3 days to think about this.
那这个罗伯安王就是请去请教那些在他王朝里头那些年长的老年人。
So Rehoboam went and asked his group of elders for some advice.
这些三朝的元老这个总统府的这个资政跟顾问就给他建议了。
So the council of these people started giving him advice.
说如果王你现在服侍这些百姓像仆人一样用好话来回答他们他们就会永远做王的仆人了。
Then he said,They told Rehoboam, if you listen to these people right now with good intentions, then these people will forever remain your servants.
这个故事记载在列王记上的十二章这里。
This story is recorded in 1 Kings chapter 12.
那这个罗伯安王他不用老年人给他的这些主意。
But it turns out that Rehoboam did not heed the advice of these elders.
去找和他一起长大在他面前势力的这些少年人。
Instead, he went to seek after the advice of the young men who grew up with him.
找这些人商量啊。
He discussed with them.
告诉他们说啊，这些百姓哦，啊，对我说，哦，我父亲，是让他们的负重轭哦，他要我使他们能够轻松些哦，你们。给我想个主意吧，我好回答他们。
He told his fellow peers that please give me an advice regarding the situation where the people are asking me for help.
好，那少年人呢？就告诉这个王这么说啊，说王啊，你要对他们这样讲。
So the young people told the king and said, you have to tell them this.
你们说啊，我父亲使你们负重轭，求我让你们轻松些，我啊。的小指头啊，比我父亲的腰还粗啊。
They said, "Your father made your yoke heavy, but you make it lighter on us. Thus, you shall say to them, 'My little finger shall be thicker than my father's waist.'"
我父亲让你们负重轭，我必要使你们负更重的轭。
Since my father has put a heavy yoke on you, I will add to your yoke.
我父亲用鞭子责打你们，我要用带钩的楔子鞭来责打你们。
My father chastised you with whips.But I will chastise you with scourges.
这个罗伯安王啊，他喜欢这个味道，喜欢这个调调啊。
It turns out that Rehoboam liked this flavor.
所谓的新官上任三把火嘛，所以他就用这个话来回答三天后，来听他这个回答的这些百姓。
Because he was a newly appointed king, he liked this method. So after 3 days, he told the people.
结果讲完之后啊，这些百姓们啊，就背叛他们啊，背叛这个大卫王朝。
After he told the people this response, then the people started to rebel against him.
我们跟大卫有什么关系呢
？What do we have to do with David?
各回各家去吧。
Let us go to our own homes.
大卫家你自己自己照顾你自己吧。
Let the house of David care for himself.
所以他们另外拥护这个另外一个王，另外一个这个耶罗波安来做王啊。
So the people instead turn and serve under King Jeroboam.
所以我们经常以这个说这个罗波安王啊，真的是是个笨蛋哦。
Oftentimes we'll say that King Rehoboam is actually a fool.
所谓的不听老人言，吃亏在眼前。
He did not listen to the advice of the elders and ended up suffering the consequences.
太年轻了，太年轻了。
He was too young.
或者是他这个扶不起的阿斗是一个笨蛋。
And he could not bear the pressure and ended up making dumb decisions.
用这样子来理解这件事情，来判断罗伯安王这个人。
Using this incident, we can understand what kind of person King Rehoboam was.
好，那对于哈这个建立北国哦的第一个王，这个耶罗伯安，跟差一个字而已，耶罗伯安哦，我对他的这个，我们对他的判断就不是这样。
So in regards to the king who established the northern kingdom, Jeroboam, their names only slightly differ. We have a different analysis of him.
哦，这个当以色列国刚成立，北边的王朝刚成立的时候
，When the northern kingdom was first established.
哦，这个当然大卫这个王朝不服啊，本来想要跟他一决死战，收复国土啊。
The kingdom of David did not want to just go without a fight, so they wanted to fight them for their land.
哦，当然北边啊，哦也想要解放犹大，南边想要反攻以色列哦。
And while at the same time, the northern kingdom didn't want to back down either, so they wanted to fight as well.
哦，讲一讲好像有点类似49年啊，这个台湾海峡两岸的情况哦。
When you think about it, it's just as if the war between Taiwan and China in the 1900s.
好，不管了，我们看圣经哦。
But we will look at just at the Bible this time.
那这个耶罗波安呢，他能够得着哦，这个得着江山哦，得着这个政权，其实是出于神神的应许的。
Actually, the reason why Jeroboam was able to become king in the Northern Kingdom was because of the will of God.
在之前他原本是这个所罗门王手下的一个工程的一个可以说是管理他工程的一个人呢。
Previously, he worked as a supervisor of the workers under Solomon.
这个记载在《列王记》上的11章。的28节那里。
This is recorded in 1 Kings chapter 11, verse 28.
二十八节说耶罗波安是大有才能的人，所罗门见这少年人殷勤，就派他监管约瑟家的一切工程。
The man Jeroboam was a mighty man of valor, and Solomon, seeing the young man was industrious, made him the officer over all the labor force of the house of Joseph.
好，那后来因为这个先知亚西亚这个预言王国要分裂，那将必交在这个耶罗波安的手里。
So later on, Prophet Ahijah predicted that the kingdom will divide it, so he asked Jeroboam to take over.
所罗门王当然就不能容忍了。
Of course, King Solomon was very angry.
所以要杀他。
And try to kill him.
在四十节，十一章四十节说，所罗门因此想要杀耶罗波安，耶罗波安却起身逃往埃及。
In verse 40, it says Solomon therefore sought to kill Jeroboam, but Jeroboam arose and fled to Egypt.
好，那就在埃及住到这个所罗门死了。
And he was in Egypt until the death of Solomon.
好，罗波安继位。
Until Rehoboam became the new king.
然后他又回来了。
Then he returned to Israel.
好，那回来之后就被公推被这些群众们公推成为去向罗波安王请愿的代表。
So after he returned, he became the person whom the people wanted to ask Rehoboam for help.
十二章的第二节。
In chapter 12, verse 2.
尼巴的儿子耶罗波安先前躲避所罗门王，逃往埃及，住在那里。他听见这事，三节，以色列人打发人去请他来，他就和以色列会众都来见，罗波安，对他说，以下省略所以这个北边的以色列国的第一个君王耶罗波安的出生就是这样。
This was the birth of the first king of northern kingdom of Israel.
所以耶罗波安建立这个以色列国。他得着江山，得着政权，是神允许，也是对犹大王朝所罗门王的管教。
So the reason why Jeroboam became king in the northern kingdom was due to the will of God.
但是这个耶罗波安却为了巩固他的政权，保有他的江山，不惜也违背神的律法跟吩咐。
However, because Jeroboam wanted to protect his throne and his authority, he ended up disobeying God.
因为当时这个 圣殿是在南边的犹大国的首都耶路撒冷。
At that time, the temple was located in the southern kingdom of Jerusalem.
哦，那到了节期啊，哦，无论是北边的，无论是南边的以色列百姓，哦，犹大百姓，通通会到圣殿去敬拜神。
And during the days of feast, no matter where you are, everyone will come to Jerusalem to worship God.
哦，那耶罗波安哦，很怕他的百姓呢、啊，到了南边犹大国，哦，去敬拜神呢、啊，哦，会受到影响。受到统战，回到北边以色列国会对他不利。
But Jeroboam was afraid that his people going to the southern kingdom will be influenced by them and then return to the northern kingdom to rebel against him.
哦，所以他就做了两个牛犊哦。
So he created two golden calves.
哦，告诉百姓说啊，这个就是带我们列祖出埃及啊的神。
He told his people that this is the God who helped us out of Egypt.
哦，以后大家不用那么辛苦啊，千里迢迢到哦犹大国的耶路撒冷。
In the future, there's no need for anyone to travel so far to the southern kingdom.
哦，在这边拜神就可以了。
Here you can worship God.
哦，用偶像来取代真神。
He has substituted God with idols.
哦，他不是拜牛神哦，他也是说在拜真神哦，只不过是用偶像来替代哦。
He did not say he was worshiping.Golden calves, but he said he was worshiping God, but in the presence of a golden calf.
哦，甚至为了要啊达成这个目的啊，不惜哦更改神的节期哦按例啊，那个不属啊这个立位人的人来当祭司。
In order to fit things according to his own needs, he even changed the customs of the feast and allowed people to become to take the place of Levites.
唯一的目的很清楚啊，就是巩固他的政权哦。
And the main goal is very clear, which was to protect himself.
啊，所以也许我们在读这一段历史，对比南北两国的君王的时候
，Perhaps when we're reading this history and the battle between the northern and southern kingdom,
啊，我们会觉得说，以色列国的这个啊国王耶罗波安比较精明能干。
We may feel like this Jeroboam was more
比较聪明的
He was smarter.
而且、啊哦、他城府很深、哦啊、为了巩固政权、啊哎、他做牛犊来骗人。
In order to protect his own throne, he had to create a golden calf to deceive people.、
哦、那南边这个犹大国、哦啊、大卫王朝、哦、所罗门的儿子这个罗波安王是个笨蛋。
And we may feel like Rehoboam, the king of the southern kingdom, is a fool.、
哦不听老人言，结果江山一半多没有了。
He didn't listen to the advice of the elders and ended up losing many of his people.
真的是哈，他是个笨蛋。
He is truly a fool.
但事实真的如同我们表面上所看的这样子吗
？But is the reality really what we perceive on the surface?
哦，不知道我们弟兄姐妹啊，是不是哦，也像刚刚我们所说的哦，这种主观的判断。耶罗波安胜过罗波安。
I don't know if brothers and sisters here also perceive this history as I did, that Jeroboam was victorious over Rehoboam.
但事实真的是这样吗
？But is this the reality?
会不会像哦，刚刚一开始我们所说的耶稣那个时代，那些来试探耶稣的这些法利赛人哈、哦，这些文士们
？Or is this incident really just like the stories that we said before where people came and tried to tempt Jesus.
表象不等于真相。
The appearance does not represent reality.
所以我们进一步的来分析这个罗伯安王。
So, let us take a further step and analyze King Rehoboam.
到底是不是我们所想象的，是一个太年轻啊，嘴上无毛，办事不牢的家伙。
Is he really what we think of him as, someone who is very young and made foolish decisions.
哦，还是一个，或者是一个、啊、根本就是扶不起的阿斗笨蛋。
Or was he just a fool?
我们首先来看、哦、他什么时候当王的。
Let us first look at when was the time he became a king.
哦，我们来看历代志下的十二章。
Let's turn to Second Chronicles chapter 12.
历代志下十二章。
Second Chronicles chapter 12.
十二章的十三节。
Verse 13.
十三节，罗波安王自强，在耶路撒冷作王。他登基的时候年41岁，在耶路撒冷，就是 主从以色列众支派中所选择立他名的城做王17年。好，我们读到这里，这里告诉我们，这个罗波安他登基做王的时候已经是41岁了。
Here tells us that when Rehoboam started his reign, he was 41 years old.
如果照中国人的说法，三十而立，四十不惑，他已经超过了不惑之年了。所以他不是年轻人，不是那种年轻小伙子。
According to some Chinese saying, he is already past the prime of 30, so he's no longer a young person.
不是说嘴上无毛办事不牢的家伙。
He's not someone who just act like the young people.
那他会不会是扶不起的阿斗，是笨蛋
？Or is he someone who cannot act according to the pressure and is actually just a fool？
我们看前面一章，然后就是历代志下的11章。
Let's look at chapter 11.
11章23节
，verse 23。
23节，罗波安办事精明。使他众子分散在犹大和便雅悯全地各坚固城里，又赐他们许多粮食，为他们多寻妻子。这里说这个罗波安王是办事精明的王。
Here says that King Rehoboam was a king who dealt wisely.
他懂得说这个不要把所有的鸡蛋放在同一个篮子里头，所以他把他的儿子分散到各地去了。
He understood the lesson to not put all your eggs in the same basket, so he dispersed his sons all over the kingdom.
是他们许多的食物，为他们多娶妻子。
He gave them provisions and had many wives.
所以罗波安王不是我们刚刚所想的，他是一个扶不起的阿斗，是一个莽夫，是一个没有智慧的人。
So Rehoboam is actually not someone who we thought he was. He was not a useless fool.
那既然他又不年轻，他也不是个莽夫，不是个不聪明的人。
So since Rehoboam is not a young man, nor was he a fool.
那他为什么，要照那个年轻的人，那种，那个讲得很冲的话来回答百姓？
Then why did he listen to the advice of the young people?
为什么？
Why?
难道他嗅不出那个火药味吗？
Is it because he could not display his authority?
难道他不知道他的处境吗？
Is it because he did not know what the consequences were?
他老爸，这个所罗门王在位的时候，
When his father, King Solomon, was still a king.
设立的，立了12个城子，12个行政区，每年这个每个月由其中的一个来负责王室里头的开销。
He set up 12 districts and chose one official in each district to plan out the financial of the kingdom.
这些承担这个所罗门王室开销的这些行政区，大部分都是属于这个北边的支派的。
All of these districts that he set up, majority of them belong to the northern tribes.
所以当时来请愿的人也都属于北边支派的这些百姓们。
So at the time when the people came to ask Rehoboam for help, most of them were from the northern kingdom.
所以王国一分裂支持罗波安王另组政府的，就是耶罗波安另组政府的，也是北边的这些支派。
So when the kingdom divided, the people who supported Jeroboam were naturally from the north.
难道罗波安王不会看局势吗？
Of course, did Rehoboam not notice this?
当然他知道，就像刚刚我们所看的，这个圣经所记载，他是一个办事精明的人。
Of course he knew, because just as we read in the Bible, he dealt things very wisely.
再来，难道他真的不晓得那些在他父亲在位的时候就已经服侍他父亲的那些年长的这些顾问们给他的建议啊？
Moreover, did he not know the importance of the advice of the elders who gave him?
你现在暂时听他，他们会永远服侍你。
And they said they will serve him forever.
他当然也晓得。
Of course,
自古以来所有的君王上任之后都会大赦天下， 目的就是要让所有天下百姓知道他是个仁慈的君王啊。
Of course, he wanted to be a kind king and had all the people serve him.
所以他为什么偏偏就逆向而行要采用这个少年人所讲的话来回答，以至于江山失去了一半。
So why did Rehoboam choose the opposite of what he had chosen and cause the kingdom to be divided?
不知道我们弟兄姐妹有没有看出端倪来啊？
I don't know if the brothers and sisters should have figured out the reason.
原因是什么呢？可能跟请愿团的团长有关系吧。
What's the reason?
是谁被北边支派们邀请来做去见罗波安王去请愿的？
Who was called by the people from the north to go in front of Rehoboam and ask for help?
就是北边第一个王耶罗波安。
It was none other than the first king of the northern kingdom, Jeroboam.
刚刚我们所读的经文也告诉我们耶罗波安呢。
Just now it told us, what kind of person Jeroboam was.
在这个所罗门王在位的时候是一个就是所罗门王所用过的一个监工啊。
Jeroboam was an official who was used by King Solomon.
大有能力。
He was a man of valor.
大有才能的人。
He was talented.
那后来这个所罗门王认为他是个威胁，所以想杀他。
But later on, Solomon realized he was a threat, so and tried to kill him.
所以他成为政治犯了，逃到海外，逃到埃及去了。
He became a rebel and had to flee to Egypt.
那现在所罗门王离世。新的王继位，他就跑回来了。
And now Solomon had passed away, and a new king arose. He came back.
刚好成为这个北边请愿支派的人所他们所邀请的这个对象。
Naturally, he became the person in which the people wanted to go to Rehoboam for help.
我们请这个请来这个反对党请这个海外的异议人士来。来作为我们请愿的这个代表。
The people said, "Let us ask this rebel who once fled to overseas and ask him to represent us."
所以当罗波安王看到耶罗波安的时候，心里会怎么想
？So what did Rehoboam think when he first saw Jeroboam?
你这个家伙回来了。
He thought, "Oh, this guy came back."
到处想抓你呀！要不是你逃到埃及，要不是我老爸跟埃及他有邦交，老早就把你干掉了。
You finally came back and now we can capture you. If it wasn't due to the bad relationship between my father and the Egyptians, then we would have killed you a long time ago.
你现在跑回来了。
But now that you have returned.
但是我又不能下手。
But I cannot kill you.
因为你是反对党，你是请愿团的代表啊。
You are part of the rebels. You are their representative.
要是你不是作为这个请愿团的代表，我老早就把你抓起来了。
If you weren't the representative of the rebels, then I would have killed you a long time ago.
这也是为什么罗波安王没有办法当时就答应这个请愿团的请求啊，说要三天才能够，要考虑三天才能回答的原因吧。
This is perhaps one of the main reasons why he could not just follow the request of the people, and he had to think 3 days about it.
难道罗波安王不晓得他应该要让百姓们稍微休息 减免这个赋税吗？他知道啊。
Of course, Rehoboam knew that he should let the people work less and pay less taxes.
也许他也正想要这么做啊。
Maybe he even wanted to do that in the first place.
怪只怪啊，怪这个耶罗波安。
But he only had Jeroboam to blame.
为什么偏偏是你呢？
Why is it? Does it have to be you?
为什么这个请愿团的主席是你呢？
Why did you have to represent these people who are pleading to me for help?
如果不是你的话，我当场就答应了。
If it wasn't for you, I would have granted their request at the moment.
但是因为是你，
but because of you,
我没有办法马上答应。
I cannot grant their request immediately.
我要想一想。
I need to think about it.
好。所以他又问了年长的，又问了年轻的。
So he went and asked the elders and then the young men.
在他心里头挣扎之后啊，
after having some internal struggle,
他决定采用年轻人的话来回答。
He decided to use the method of the young men.
他仿佛 落在像耶稣那个时候两难之间。
It is just as if he was like Jesus in a position.
因为他如果说好吧，那就照你们的意思，大赦天下，免去赋税，那我们想想看，百姓会怎么想？
So had he followed the plea of the people and allowed everybody to pay less taxes, what would the people think?
百姓或许就会想，你看我们找对人了。
Then the people will think, look, we have chosen a right representative.
以后只要有什么事情，找耶罗伯安去讲就有用了。
In the future, if we have any problems, we will simply ask Jeroboam to represent us.
所以罗伯安王仿佛好像被绑架了一样，不能说不啊，只能照单全收啊。
It is as if Rehoboam was kidnapped and he had to grant all the requests that the people want.
这就是罗伯安王他的两难啊。
This was the struggle that he faced.
说好，百姓会认为他们找对人。那 他当这个王不是当得很窝囊吗？他新王的威风要摆哪里去啊？
If he had said yes, then he basically became a useless king who will grant any request to the people.
所以再怎么样也只能说 no 了。
So it turns out the only option is to say no.
无论百姓的理由多么正当，
no matter how legitimate the reasons of the people were.
无论现实的环境是多么的艰难。
And no matter how difficult the current situation was,
我也只能说不。
I can only say no.
冒着国家分裂的危险，我也只能说不。
I will risk the chance of the division of the kingdom and say no.
牺牲百姓的利益。
I will sacrifice the people.
陷国家于分裂。
And allow the kingdom to be divided.
我还是坚持不。
But in the end, I will insist on saying no.
或许这个是罗伯安王他的海登 agenda 吧。
Perhaps this was his reason behind saying no.
因为他不是笨蛋啊，做事精明得很。
Because he was actually very wise.
他也不是年轻做出莽撞，他年纪不小了。
And he was not a young man either who makes decisions rash.
所以我们亲爱的弟兄姐妹，
So dear brothers and sisters,
今天在我们的信仰生活里面，
Today in our faith,
很多时候就像这个我们会处在罗伯安王的这个境况之下。
Many times you will encounter situations like Rehoboam did.
明知道应该怎么做，
You know what you're supposed to do.
但是我们放不下我们的颜面，
But we are not able to put down our faces.
我们不愿意这个牺牲既得的利益，
We are unable to sacrifice the benefits that we will receive.
因为我们已经跟对方对立了，
Because we have already became enemies with others.
已经把对方当成敌人了。
We have already treated others as our enemies.
当然我不能跟你妥协了。
Of course, we cannot compromise with our enemies.
你说 yes, 我一定要说 no.
If you say yes, then I'll have to say no.
你说 no, 我一定要说 yes.
And if you say no, then I will say yes.
你进一步，我要退一步啊。
If you move towards me, then I will back off.
你退一步，我就要进一步啊。
And if you back off, then I will move forward.
汉贼不两立嘛。永远要对立啊。
It's basically forever a battle.
主耶稣在世上的时候，文士、法利赛人，跟耶稣的关系就是像这样。
This is exactly the relationship between the Pharisees and Jesus.
文士、法利赛人把耶稣列为他们心目中的假想敌。
The Pharisees basically labeled Jesus as their mortal enemy.
所以耶稣说 yes, 他们一定要反对。
If Jesus says yes, then they have to do everything in their power to oppose him.
耶稣说 no 的，他们一定要支持啊。
And if Jesus says no, they have to agree.
所以文士、法利赛人就很容易是会落入到一个被动的一个场景里面。
So the Pharisees actually ended up in a situation where they were very passive.
随着对方的主动来活动，来配合。
They acted simply when Jesus acted.
那如果对方所做出的是越合理的话，
And if the opposition acted more reasonable,
那自己就会越荒唐。
Then they themselves will become more worried.
比如说门徒有一次经过麦地，因为 安息日啦，哦，没东西吃，肚子饿就掐麦穗起来吃。
For example, one time the disciples encountered a field of grain and started eating the grains.
哦，那法利赛人呢就控告他们说，你看你的学生做了安息日不可做的事情。
And the Pharisees pointed out to Jesus saying, look, your students have done something you cannot do on Sabbath.
哦，安息日不可收割，你看你学生掐麦子吃，在收割，掐麦子吃跟收割天差地别。
He said, look, your students are harvesting the crops when they were in fact only eating the crops. So eating is obviously different than harvesting.
更何况说安息日本来就是为人设立啊。
Not to mention that Sabbath was made for men.
无论再怎么严守安息日的人，绝对不会让安息日威胁到人的生命。
No matter how strictly you want to observe the Sabbath, they will not let Sabbath be a risk to a person's life.
耶稣进到会堂里面。
Afterwards, Jesus entered the temple.
来了一个枯干的一只手的人。
There came a person with a withered hand.
圣经上也没有说这个人是不是法利赛人他们安排试探耶稣的，没有说。
The Bible did not mention that whether this man was prepared by the Pharisees to tempt Jesus.
但是大家都在看这件事情，看耶稣医不医他了。
But everyone was observing this situation.
然后能够作为控告耶稣在安息日行医工作 的这个借口来攻击耶稣。
They wanted to see if Jesus will heal this person, and if he did, then they will point him out.
所以耶稣把那个人叫到中间，在群众的中间问大家说：“安息日啊，医病害病啊，哪样可以啊？”
So Jesus brought this man in front of everyone and said, "On Sabbath, should I heal or not heal this person?"
你们哪一个啊？这个安息日如果你们的牲畜不小心掉到井里头啊，有时候啊，放到安息日过再去救他吗？还不是马上去救他？更何况这个是人，是亚伯拉罕的子孙，是你们的同胞至亲啊。
Which one of you would leave your cattle to die when they fall into the water and just say, "I'll heal him after the Sabbath is over"? Of course not. This is a human being, even more valuable than an animal.
但是他们宁可让那个枯干了一只手的人不得医治。
But these Pharisees rather let this person not be healed.
为什么会这么荒唐？
Why were they so ridiculous?
为什么会如此的让人不解？
Why were they so why is it so hard to understand these people?
难道这些法利赛人每一个都是没血没泪的的人吗？
Is it because these Pharisees are people without any education?
好没血没泪的，就是没有同情心的人。
Sorry, are these people without any sympathy or
台湾话讲，马扎拉回击哈。
Are these people without any sympathy or souls?
我相信不是吧。
I believe not.
但是为什么他们会变成这样子
？Then how come these Pharisees ended up being like this?
门徒肚子饿，掐麦穗吃，应该说好可怜啊！我刚好这边有东西，要不然来。吃一些，竟然控告说你们在收割。
Rather than trying to help the disciples when they were hungry and giving them food, they ended up accusing them.
安息日遇到那个需要医治的人，宁可放着让他死，他说不行。
And on Sabbath day, they rather let a person die than to heal him.
原因出在哪里
？What is the reason behind all this?
原因跟罗伯安玩的难言之隐一样。
The reason is the same as why Rehoboam had a difficult decision to make.
因为在他们的心里头已经预设了立场。
Because in their heart, they had already set themselves an environment.
他们跟耶稣是势不两立的对立。
They will become enemies of Jesus Christ.
就像罗伯安王跟耶罗伯安是势不两立的。
Just like Rehoboam had already seen Jeroboam as an enemy.
所以才会有如此走样的演出啊。
So that's why the result was so twisted.
明知道这个江山会失去，民心会失去，他还是要坚持这样。
He already knew that he would lose his people and the kingdom will be divided, but he still went ahead and made the decision.
所以我们亲爱的弟兄姐妹啊。
So dear brothers and sisters.
我们不要落入这样对立里头。
Let us not fall into this situation.
我们不要轻易的跟人家对抗。
Let us not be enemies with others.
有时候在对不起啊，甚至在真理的解释上也是一样。
especially in the interpretation of what is truth.
人的怒气不能成就神的意啊。
When you are angry, you cannot satisfy God's will.
更何况说血气的辩论呢，只会伤了感情。
Not to mention these arguments and disagreements can only hurt.
对真理的了解是没有帮助的。
It has no help towards you understanding the truth.
真理仍然在主耶稣的手里。
Truth still remains in the hands of Jesus Christ.
这是我们的信心。
This is our faith.
无论你怎么样的主张，怎么样的解释。
No matter what other people's interpretations or positions are.
不会从主耶稣基督的手中夺走真理的。
They will not be able to take away the truth from the hands of Jesus Christ.
因为唯有耶稣才是真理啊。
Because only Jesus Christ is the truth.
唯有耶稣才是为真理做见证啊。
Only Jesus Christ can be the testimony for truth.
因为耶稣说他是道路、真理、生命。
Jesus Christ said he is the way, truth, and life.
今天没有人能够从耶稣的手中夺走真理。
Today, no one can take truth away from the hands of Jesus Christ.
同样的，也没有人能够擅作主张自以为是的为耶稣基督要来维护真理。
At the same time, no one can proclaim themselves as someone who is guarding the truth of Jesus Christ.
我们不要混淆就好了。
We simply do not have to agree with them.
但我们唯一能做的是什么？
So what should we do?
在很多时候真理还没有显明之前呢。
In a lot of times when the truth has not been revealed.
我们不要落到这个当时与耶稣作对的文士法利赛人跟罗波安的难言之隐当中。
Let us not fall into the situation just like Rehoboam and the Pharisees.
因着自己的主观，因着自己的想法，自己的好处，来做出错误的判断。
Let us not make the wrong decisions based on things that can benefit ourselves or our own logic.
表面上人家不知道。
On the surface, it seems like other people don't know.
但实际上神都晓得。
But in reality, God knows everything.
耶罗波安原来在他表面上的这个的做法，还有他实际上的目的啊。
Just like Rehoboam, there was a difference between the appearance of why he did something and the truth behind it.
求主耶稣帮助我们大家。
And we ask God to help everyone.
让我们能够做一个表里一致的人。
Let us be a rational person.
如同大卫在诗篇139篇。对神的祷告
Just like David's prayer in Psalms chapter 139.
诗篇的139篇
Psalms 139
23节
23.
神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念。24节
24.
看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
23. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me, and know my anxieties.And see if there's any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting.
我们这一节就到这里跟大家分享。
And I will use this verse as the conclusion.
我们一起同心默祷。
Let's all pray in silence.
Amen.